secrets of the universe.
Welcome, everyone, to Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2. This is Part 1. It's called The Tapestry of Time. Thank you for tuning in. I am Hollywood Tony P., Universal Traveler, host of The Greatest Talk Show. This is not a call-in show, so please don't. Just listen. It's been 10 years since I gave you all the secrets of the universe. I thought there were no more. How much hubris does it take to believe that you know every secret? Well, 10 years later, I can tell you I have found some more. More veils have been lifted, more things have arisen, and we now know what's going on with everything. Now, you cannot listen to the secrets of the universe. They exist in mere thumbnail form. You can search for them on Blog Talk Radio, and you will see the thumbnail, and you will see the title, and a very brief description, but if you try to play it, it just won't work. The rest and all of them now are lost and will never be heard again. Did you hear them? Did you listen? Probably not, because it was 10 years ago. But that's okay, you see, because I did manage to salvage the first episode of Secrets of the Universe, and I will be playing that in the near future on the World Generation Podcast Network. Now, before, in the Secrets of the Universe, it was thought and theme about everything, starting with the great beginning, the great explosion of energy, and we now know how, why, and where that happened, and it's amazing, because what was and is before the Big Bang? That was the big question on the first episode of Part 1, or on Volume 1, the ones you can never hear again. What happened before the Big Bang? And, well, it's all just a memory. Actually, it's remembrance. See? It's the remembering of the future to save the past from annihilation. Who is the annihilator, one would say? Time itself. Now, this is called the Tapestry of Time because that is where our story begins. Last time I explained about war, I explained about the other side, I explained about angels, I explained about demons, I explained it about the beginning, I explained about the end. Explain about dreams, the dream world, and the dream realm. If you ever listen to The Greatest Talk Show, you know that those things are real. Not because I believe them to be so, which I do, but because through our 15 or so years of conversation, we have proven so. And so a lot of those secrets will be in here too, sprinkled throughout. Now, why is it called the Tapestry of Time? Because time is like a tapestry, okay? If you've ever seen Star Trek The Next Generation, you know the episode Tapestry is Picard, and Q gives him a chance to rewrite a piece of his history, and when it does, he turns into a totally different person, and he says in the end, it unravels the strands of the tapestry that is my life. Guess I made some wrong decision, but it made me who I am. Is that the premise, you ask, Hollywood? The wrong decision? And I say yes. The premise of the entire Volume 2 of The Secret of the Universe. It's making the wrong decision, the wrong choice, the wrong path. And why? Why the wrong needs to be right? Because, my dear friends, when you know what went wrong, you know how to make it right. And that's basically how it is and what it does and where it goes and nobody knows. Well, I know. History of time. We look at it, we ask it, we see it, we know it. We want to figure out what this tapestry looks like. Well, let's start there, okay? So the tapestry of time is how everything existed, how everything was, the entire existence mapped out, and it worked perfectly. The tapestry was complete from beginning to end, and it was playing out in real time as the simulation would move forward. And the tapestry is not now finished. We are not at the end. We are not at the beginning of the end, the end of the beginning. We are in the middle somewhere of the tapestry. The tapestry goes to the end of time, and it begins at the beginning of time at the Big Bang. Remember, at the beginning of the show, we asked what happened before the Big Bang, and we'll get to that in a second. As one of the only remnants left of the original secrets of the universe. The tapestry of time strands from the beginning to the end, weaving its way back and forth in the loom, up and down, back and forth, round and round, until it finally gets to the end, and it makes everything to the end. And everybody is a piece of that tapestry. Everybody has their own strand in that tapestry. And if you do pull one out, it unravels it. Now, the question. If, in fact, the tapestry of time does unravel itself to oblivion, are you going to start over? Well, of course, you have to. You have no choice, right? You have to start over. But where are you going to start? Why would you start at the beginning? You finished the tapestry. You just got done, and it unraveled itself. Well, I would do the end first. And work my way backwards. Because I would be far easier to remember how it was the closest I could get to it. What I did before, I will do again. And the closest I get to that is the knowledge spared and saved. Think about it. When you wake up from a dream, right when you wake up, you remember the dream clearer. And as you keep the day keeps going further, you remember less and less. So it is thus. Now, not only is it working backwards through time to remake the tapestry, because you have to, right? And the strand that pulled was way far in the beginning of the tapestry, so it all has to be made. But if every single person, if every single being, every single one of us has to be a strand in that tapestry, then we each and ourselves have to exist out till the end of time, and everybody we meet and everybody we know. Everybody in the sound of my voice right now exists. You exist because you're hearing this. That's how you know you exist, because you're listening to this. If you're not listening to this, sorry, you don't exist right now. Are you listening to this now? Then yes, you do exist. Congratulations. You are Schrodinger's person. You are simultaneously existing and not existing. Well, how is that possible? Because there's one. How is there one? How is there one? There can be only one. One is all that exists. So how could we all exist? How could you be listening? Well, we figured that out too. See, the only way, the only possible way that you could be listening to this and be existing at the same time is if you and I are, in fact, one. One, existing differently throughout existence, slightly off plane from this. Your reality is different than my reality. An atom or two doesn't matter, and everybody exists. They are one. You are the one, right? the big power, the big one. You are the one, whoever it is, that whose energy is doing it. We know who it is, the creator, right? The creator of all. Whether it be God, whether it be your marshmallow, it doesn't matter. There is an entity, a force. The force is you. You at once, at all times, you. And me too. But how is that possible? God is only one. The creator is only one at a time. It cannot exist with itself unless we are slightly in different realities. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Everybody you exist with, everybody you see around you, is slightly off phase with you from a different reality. Now here's where the tapestry of time and the secrets of the universe come in, you see. Because to travel there, to step into somebody else's reality, much like stepping into their karmic debt, which we'll talk about that in another volume, in another episode. Stepping into someone's universe, right? That's a change, that's a shift, that's something that's different. Your universe, how you're in, where you're sitting right now, what's going on, till the end of time, the tapestry has been written from this very moment until you do something to change it. The course of your life goes this way, and then you get a different job, and then you go into a room, and all of a sudden now you exist with those people. The normal has changed. You were not in that place. You had this job, and you didn't get fired yet. You had the job, so you have it all the way to the end of time. Not really the job, but the end of time moving forward. So here you are, the tapestry. Everything is fine, and the universe goes on. But then something changes. And so, your future is slightly different. Your future has changed. Slightly. Because you changed it. So if your future changed, because you slightly altered your way of doing something, you branched it off. But you know what? Up until that point, you were still on target, bro. You were still doing whatever it is until you made the physical choice, the conscious choice, to change your direction. Okay. Now, what happens when you don't have the choice to change direction? Somebody else, a bigger shift. Something happens in time and space where we have to, somebody changes their decision and everybody shifts. But you don't have a choice of that. You're dragged along. You have no choice. And eventually, everybody gets tethered together as we shift, wandering through each other's existence. And we shift. And then we all start shifting together. And we become the head of the needle. But remember, you are me and I am you and we are one. How is that possible? You are your own person. God lives as you. God has lived as every person who's ever existed in every possible situation and outcome. I'm not talking about a god of a mythical being. I'm talking about an actual physical, probably alien, probably green, whatever. Multi-powerful, multi-dimensional, phenomenal cosmic power, itty-bitty living space. Okay. Having to be everybody, because we just said at the beginning that each of us is a strand on the tapestry, and the only way to make sure is to work your way backwards through the time stream, right? Work your way backwards. Why? That's important. So each of you is a piece of the tapestry, and since we're doing this from memory, how it was, because it was unraveled, meaning that it was solid at one time. If you accept the fact that something is wrong and there is a wrinkle in time, a stitch, a missing stitch in time saves nine what? 9 years, 9 universes, fixing the fabric of the space-time continuum is each and every one of our missions right now. Some of us know it because some of us are awake enough to know that it's going on and some of us don't. And as we keep shifting from universe to universe, which future will we land on? Snake eyes, we don't lose. But see, that's the point, okay? So if every single person is a piece of that tapestry, and it is being made from memory of how it was, and you have to work backwards through memory, the only omnipresent force in the existence of time is the only one who could be every single person at one time. So, just because you, listening out there, might be the great God Almighty in the sky, doesn't mean you have his powers, even though you do. It doesn't, if you knew that you were and realized it, you might. But it doesn't make you the ability to see me, to control me, or do those powers. God is existing as you for your lifetime and has every lifetime in its own existence. Because again, we are all just a memory. A memory of what? A memory of what the tapestry looked like because it was finished. But what happened? What happened? Why? Why did the tapestry unravel? Well, simple. Okay? The future and the past met. See, the loops of the stitches in the tapestry, I'm sorry if you're a tailor, but I might not be using that correctly, but the stitch in the tapestry is backstitch. So you go forward and then back, forward then back. Why? We go forward and we do it. Is it right? Is it wrong? It's wrong, so we go backstitch and then do it right. Backstitch, backstitch, backstitch. Again, we're always going back to go forward, back to go forward. Since we are moving the energy, moving backwards, me, you, everybody out there listening, who is all at once God and your own individual God self, who are you? You are the being of great power. We all are in our own reality. And the person next to you is whoever they are, but they are also that God as that. Conscious, separate, and together, each a strand of the tapestry moving forward. And now, when we come to a place that needs to be corrected, tapestry changes slightly. The color of the fabric might be a little different, or the type of thread that is used. Okay, so the memory becomes similar. So God is remembering the universe how it was before it was unraveled, working backwards as we are, going backwards, going forward first, then backwards, and then forward. Think of it as paper clips all tied together. Round and round we go. Now fold those paper clips in on themselves, and where each of the edges meet is where you can cross. How big a paperclip is it? Well, that depends on how many time incursions there have been. What? A time incursion? Remember I said the future and the past met. A message from the future. Something from the future. Changed the past enough. And it could have been just one person's life, but it changed everything enough where the burn back was huge. And we had to start back from way back, not the back from here, not the past from here, but the past from the far past, the other past. You know that past. Because we are not living in the past. We are in the present, which is also the future. Actually, we are the future because we are the head of the needle. Even though the future exists in front of us, we are the front of the needle. The future happens. Is it good? Is it bad? Eh. But it happens till the end of time. You see, in the paperclip, it loops back, right? You never see that that loop is all the way to the end of time. That's how long that strand is. All the way to the end and back again. All the way to the end and back again. Slightly moving forward, ever inching forward in time. Building this tapestry from memory we each and every one of us are. So, if, in fact, you are a all-powerful being who is listening to this, existing in your own realm or reality, get ready for a shift. How do you know the tapestry of time has unraveled? How do you know a new thread has been formed? And how do you know we've shifted to a reality in which the one we were in didn't work? So we shifted to one that does. The proof of that is that we are here right now. This is about same as Mandela effects. This explains all of it. And there are some visual representations of shifting, and when you will know that you have changed the future, your future, and it's a slight shift felt by just you. or a universal shift felt by everybody in the entire universe shifts and changes. And I believe that was the epicenter of what happened. And everybody moved and everybody shifted. Some people didn't land in human hosts. Some people landed in animals. Some people landed here. Where did their soul go? Some people weren't, they had to get a new baby, but whatever. You know, right now, there are probably some babies who were just somebody who, when the universe shifted to this place that was similar, remember, similar, right, to your reality, but slightly different, similar, there was no soul for them because they did not exist. What happened to them? Well, they went into another one of a soul that did exist. That, you see, there's a place for everyone and everyone in its place. So, what we're going to learn through the secrets of the universe in this 10-part series, or however many parts you want to do it, we're going to learn how to navigate the shifts and see and learn how the shifts are coming, the severity of the shifts, what happens. You can notice, and it's the Mandela effects that bring it to a centralized idea that some incursion in time had happened, and now we are here trying to put it back together. You, me, everybody. Everybody needs somebody to love. Why does that matter? Why does love matter? Well, emotion. Emotion seems to tie past and future events together, forming an anchor, because you have a dream and then something you're going through, like you got in a car accident or something, and you're going through that, and you have a dream, and, you know, you're in the future, and you're standing somewhere. And then when you get to the future, when you're, you know, 10 years later, you're like standing in the same place, and you just had another car accident. So you're remembering the feeling at that point. So your past self dreams that, dreamt that. Dreamt that. Your future self got in a car accident. And because the first one had such emotion to it, the second one brought back that emotion. And your past self caught that emotion traveling backwards through the waves of time. And we know this is happening because that's how people have prophecies. That's how people know the future. They aren't all knowing. They've been there. We've been there. We've done it millions of times. The tapestry continues to be built and unraveled, bit by bit, piece by piece, slowly being put together. As time coalesces, the universe, every power in existence, coalesces around the correction of existence. And so here you are, you all-powerful being, sitting in your own personal universe, shifting through existence. Wow. And just know that this must be the right one, because this is as far as we've ever gotten. So it must be the right one. This one here. Now, we have other theories. And these are devil advocate plausibilities that you have to run the simulation forward. And we will talk about that in an upcoming episode. And we're going to understand the power and energy of everything. And I'll leave you with this. So if you, the all-powerful being, are the person who is listening right now, because all of you are, whoever the all-powerful being you assume is, you are that. Living your life, existing your best life. Because again, every time he goes to the future, all the way to the end of time, for all of us at every strand, the good, the bad, comes back, does it better. Over and over again, round and round, like the paper clips, backstitching your life as you. backstitching my life as me. So all of a sudden, backwards you go, round and round, millions of times and millions of different lifetimes, and all that energy is built up. All that energy starts, where does it go? Energy doesn't disappear. In fact, reclamated. What is a reclamator? The energy in the universe that is expelled for wasteful purposes gets reclamated and redistributed by the reclamator itself, which is a piece of the center of the universe, probably around the Akashic Records. We'll talk about that too. We'll talk about the other side of the universe and how they have important information about time, and that we have figured out universal concepts that not only are here on the other side of the universe, they are just as valid. They are just as secure. All that energy backwards, 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 backwards is going. All of the reclamator filling up and filling up and filling up, working backwards to the front. God going a trillion, zillion, kabillion miles an hour, whatever word is not a word, backwards, right? Every single person, every single, you, me, them, everybody backwards. What happens when you get to the right beginning? There's so much energy built up, and the reclamator cannot take it anymore. Bam! A big bang happens. And since the tapestry is complete, and the memory has been remembered, and the future has been remembered, and the lessons have been learned, existence pours forth. The tapestry, full and complete, unfurls. And that, my friend, is the answer to what happened before the Big Bang. What happened before the Big Bang? This. You. Me. Now, working backwards. And then what? Bang! We're here again. Welcome to the past, the present, and the future. And on that note, I will leave you tonight. Tomorrow we're going to talk about signs that things have changed, that the universe is slightly different. Time incursions are happening constantly, as everybody, as God, as every strand is trying to correct itself, shifts are happening. You're shifting, I'm shifting, we're shifting. We're going to talk about how to maximize your shift. We're going to talk about who comes along. We're going to talk about noticing the shift, how it happened, why it happened, time, how to communicate with the other side of the universe, why we communicate with the other side of the universe, portals, and the hub, the nexus hub of existence. We will talk about that here on The Secrets of the Universe and all of that. Now, more than ever, we pray that we continue. What future are we in? What path are we going on? What is the nature of this simulation? Did we get it right? And where are we going with this? A lot of people are sick right now. A lot more are going to get sicker. It doesn't mean they're going to die and the numbers will increase, but that's because more testing will happen. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. Remember the future. Remember the future. You've been there. You've lived it. You've lived all of it, and you are all of it. I am. You are. We are. I am. And we'll also tell you how we cracked the Rosetta Stone to talk to the other side, and that's all on The Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2. Tomorrow, Part 2, Universal Shifting. We'll have that all here on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Hollywood Tony P, www.htp2020.com. I am running for President of the United States. Please vote for me, and I will unveil my post-coronavirus plan there, and I'll see you tomorrow night for another volume and more answers and secrets of. I'm Hollywood Tony P, and from Oblivion, we are out of here. I will see you tomorrow.
has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.